Mirrored Image, written by 429 Car Crash, read by Mistborn Hero. A Marvel DCU crossover rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the Sheep, Clint Barton, Dick Grayson. It is tagged for angst, circus, forced to work together. Discussion of canon minor character deaths. Crossover and fusions. Summary. Hawkeye and Nightwing get relocated to an eerie, not quite right version of a circus. In the process of figuring out how to get home, they found out they have a lot more in common than the original realized. This is a nightmare. Not a fan of circuses? Clint winced internally. He hadn't meant for Nightwing to hear his muttered complaint. Bad enough to be in such a weird, distorted version of the place he had spent so much of his childhood. Worse to be trapped here, especially with someone he didn't know and wasn't sure he could rely on. Sure, all anyone ever said about Nightwing made him out to be a shining example of humanity, a happy-go-lucky kind of vigilante whose only goal was to keep the citizens of Bloodhaven safe. But Clint wasn't sure he bought that. Not a fan of being stuck somewhere without a clear path out, he replied. It was true, if not exactly the main reason he was on edge. Yeah, me neither. Hey, at least we're not alone, though, Nightwing said cheerfully. Clint raised his eyebrows at both the sentiment and the tone of voice. You don't even know me, he pointed out mildly, but Nightwing just waved his hand dismissively. I mean, not really, no, but being alone can limit your options. Plenty of escapes require a second set of hands, or another way of thinking, he said, with all the practicality of someone who had made many such escapes in the past. Two of us being here doubles our chances. It also doubled the risk, Clint thought to himself, but he could see the value in having a partner to go through with this instead of figuring it out on his own. He just wished it was a partner he already knew. You got any ideas where we should start? Clint asked, instead of responding directly. He didn't have any clue what the best move here was, and he was curious if Nightwing had a strategy for this. Hell, maybe the guy had been in this sort of situation before. There was always weird shit going down in Gotham and Bloodhaven. Maybe? Nightwing scratched his chin thoughtfully. Honestly, I think the best strategy depends on whether we got thrown in here randomly or if we were targeted on purpose. If it's random, we should try to search the place systematically until we find something useful or noteworthy. If we were targeted. Clint's stomach sank as he trailed off. He hadn't thought about the two of them being specifically targeted. Why would anyone? They had no connection to each other except for maybe a tenuous similarity between their professions. If we were targeted, we might just have to let things run their course, Nightwing finished hesitantly. Or we could try to figure out why we were targeted, Clint argued, immediately hating the idea of just letting more things happen to them. We could try that, Nightwing agreed, maintaining his genial attitude, even in the face of Clint's light hostility that he should probably tone down. It wasn't Nightwing's fault they were here. Probably. Okay, how about a compromise? Clint suggested. We check out at least a few places at first, and if nothing shows up, we assume we were targeted deliberately and start trying to work out why. I can work with that. This way first? Sure. Clint relaxed a little as they searched. He didn't let his guard down. He had been caught in too many shitty situations to dare to let his guard down in an unfamiliar location. But he started to trust Nightwing. Just a little. They worked well together. Nightwing's friendly attitude went a long way towards thawing Clint's initial misgivings, but his obvious competence and skill went even further. Nightwing was very, very good at what they were doing, observant and thorough and clever. He was also easy on the eyes. Not that Clint was paying attention to that while they were on a mission. He was a professional, after all. Well, semi-professional. Most of the time. The styles and tents of the circus held nothing of interest, and nothing seemed out of place or unusual. Well, as long as you ignore the fact that this was obviously someone's idea of a circus instead of an actual circus. It was too clean, for one thing, and there weren't the usual outbuildings either. No trailers for sleeping, no trucks to pull the packed-up circus along to its next location. Oh yeah, and there was nothing outside of the circus. Clint wasn't sure whether this was a pocket world or a dream or something else, but once you got past the outermost buildings, it was just flat ground and gray sky stretching on as far as the eye could see. No sun, no stars, no clouds overhead, no trees or houses or towns on the horizon. Just the circus, set in a circle around the main attraction. It was the last place they had left to search, and as Clint stepped into a big top for the first time in over a decade, he shivered instinctively. Now that he was inside, he realized he had been subconsciously avoiding even looking at the tent the entire time. Walking through the stands wasn't so bad, but then they reached the center, and the high wires were overhead, and the trapeze bars, and the stage, and he was back on stage, and if he missed, he couldn't mess up. Okay. Yeah? You okay? Yeah. A hand on his arm jolted him back to himself. He whirled around, arms instinctively going up to block or to punch. Nightwing raised his own arms in a placating gesture. Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Clint shook his head like a dog shaking off water. You didn't. The lie was obvious, his voice was a little too weak and his hands were trembling slightly, but Nightwing didn't call him out on it. Okay. Look, let's go sit down for a little bit. I don't know how long we've been wandering around this place, but I could use a break. Clint didn't really believe that, and he didn't want to be cuddled through a momentary lapse in awareness. But his legs were a little shaky and his hands were still trembling, so he followed Nightwing over to the stands anyway. He sat down a measured distance away from the other man and carefully started focusing on his breathing, letting his gaze fall down to the floor in the process. I don't like being here either, Nightwing said quietly after a few minutes. I was born in a circus, a real one. This is just a shallow imitation of what it should be. Clint lifted his eyes slowly up to the other man's face. Nightwing had taken off his mask, and his face was open and vulnerable as he stared out into the distance. My family and I were acrobats. Trapeze, mostly, but tightrope, too. High wire, all of it. I loved growing up there. Not just performing in front of the crowds, but the freedom, the traveling, the other circus members and their colorful personalities, and their stories from all over the world. There was a wistful tone to his voice. Nostalgia, maybe. For a time when things were simpler. Nightwing took a deep breath before continuing. My parents died when I was 10, he said, evenly. So, I left. Sometimes I thought about going back, about reaching out to see if they would take me back once I was older. Never did, though. Never went back, either. Not even to visit. Which one? Clint's voice came out roughly, and Nightwing looked over at him, with eyebrows knit together in confusion over bright blue eyes. What? Which circus? Clint clarified. Which one were you a part of? Haley's, Nightwing said after a moment of hesitation. Clint nodded slowly and shifted his gaze back down to his feet. He had heard of Haley's. It was a quality circus with good acts that got treated right. Nothing like the ones he had been a part of. My parents also died when I was 10, he said quietly. But I joined the circus afterwards. Carson's Carnival. There was a sharp intake of breath next to him. I've heard of Carson's, Nightwing said cautiously. Did you? He trailed off as the scenery around them changed abruptly. Clint squinted in disbelief as the otherworldly circus faded away and they found themselves instead back on the streets of New York on a perfectly average afternoon. What the hell? Clint said, because really, what the hell? Agreed, Nightwing replied. Did we get trapped in a weird bubble world until we told each other we were both from the circus? And we're both orphans, Clint pointed out. But yeah, seems like it. Nightwing rolled his eyes. And I thought magic users in Gotham were weird. New York needs to cool it down a notch. What even was the point of that? No idea. Practice, maybe? Clint suggested. Force people to make confessions to each other? Oh, yeah, maybe. Nightwing stroked his chin thoughtfully. I'll make a note and send a message along to the folks who might be interested. Hopefully they can keep an eye out for whoever might have cast a spell or whatever. Yeah, I'll pass it along to our resident magic expert too, Clint said. Strange probably wouldn't care, but it would be good to get this recorded. Well, Hawkeye, I guess this is the end of our adventure, Nightwing said, holding out his hand. Call me Clint, Clint said, shaking his hand. Then I suppose I have to ask you to call me Dick, and... Dick continued, with a smile, not letting go of his hand. I'd love to get to know you better now that we are back in the real world. Join me for a drink? Can't say we haven't earned one, Clint said, returning Dick's smile with a slowly growing one of his own. Damn right. The end. This has been recorded for ITPE 2024 as a treat for Devil with a Bird Dress. I hope you enjoyed. I initially meant to, like, search for a Dick and Damian fic that I liked, but then I saw that your letter mentioned Dick and Clint as a possible ship, and I was like, ooh, I must read whatever there is of that. Maybe there's new fics. And I found this one, and I really liked it, and I hope you do too, so thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.